Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling. And I'm really excited to be with you this week because we're going to be talking about something that is of great importance to our entire team and myself in particular, and that is education. In particular, the education we offer through the Learning Center at MaraPoling.com. Now, we believe hands down the best return on investment any of us will ever experience is an investment we make in education, whether that's formal education, sweat equity education, mentoring, you name it, any investment we can make in the time and energy to better ourselves ultimately pays many more dividends than however many dollars we can scrape together and put into an investment. This week, we want to talk about our new webinar series for 2024 and run through all of the opportunities that we've got for you to participate and take advantage of that educational content. So thanks for joining me this week. If you have any questions about any of this in particular, any educational content you would like to see, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. And I absolutely 1000% encourage you, swing by marapoling.com, the Learning Center. And at the Learning Center, you're going to see a variety of different topics there. You'll see live events, which we haven't done live events in a while. We may have some coming up this year, not quite sure. But you'll also see the Multifamily Real Estate Channel, which is where we post copies of the recordings of educational content we create. You obviously already know about our weekly podcast, Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. And this is what we're going to talk about this week, you can register for webinars on our webinar page. We have a series of webinars that we do every year, and I'm very excited today to announce the webinars that we have for 2024. And we're going to take a quick walk through each of them. If you have questions about any, I would encourage you to, one, go to the Learning Center at marapoling.com and register. And two, if you have a question, shoot me an email. I'm happy to answer it. You don't have to wait 4 months if you're interested in a webinar that shows up this summer. Okay, so with that, let's dive into it. So what is the webinar series at the Learning Center at marapoling.com? Well, we know that everyone out there has a specific way in which they learn best. Obviously, you all like podcasts. We think that's fantastic. And we really enjoy this essentially informal conversation we get to have every week. We also know that some of you like getting together face-to-face, and we have done live events in the past, and we may do some again here in the future. A lot of us like being able to digest content at our own pace and appreciate visuals. That's why the Multifamily Real Estate Channel exists, so that we record all the content that we create, and it's available for you to go and watch at your leisure, record back and forth, take a look at it in whatever detail you'd like. We also, though, have live webinars. There's something about a live interaction that simply increases the retention for many, many of our clients. Now, when you're thinking about registering for a webinar, if you're concerned that the date we have offered isn't going to work on your calendar, and especially because many of these webinars are scheduled deeper into the year, don't worry about it. Go ahead and register for the session. If you can attend, fantastic. If you're not able to, we record every one of those sessions, and as a registered individual, you will receive a copy of that recording, access to it in advance of others who have not registered and will simply get to see it when it gets to the multifamily real estate channel. You'll also receive a copy of any content that we provide in advance, handouts, slide presentations, whatever it might happen to be. So I strongly encourage you, if there's anything at all you find interest in, go ahead and register. Once you're registered, you'll get regular updates if anything changes about the session, and then you will get some reminders. If you can join us, great. If you can't join us, you'll get that copy of the recording. And if you are able to join us, you'll get your copy of the recording as well. And as I said, if you for some reason are listening to this and your webinar has already occurred and you're, shoot, I missed it. Well, you didn't. Just pop over to the Multifamily Real Estate Channel and you can see a copy of it there. All right. With all of that, let's get into the topics that we have for this year. Now, this is starting this month. It's March of 2024. And we have a session every month, roughly every 3 to 5 weeks, depending upon where our session falls in each of the particular months. We are starting this month with a topic that's always popular, and that is investing with your retirement account. So this would be for those of you that either have an IRA or a 401k and are looking to invest using those dollars, diversifying the kinds of investments you can get into using retirement accounts. We'll talk about self-directed IRAs and how you can convert your IRA or your 401k into one. We'll also talk about solo 401ks, which are very advantageous if you're in a position to be able to open one. And not only about the benefits you get from diversifying and what the mechanics are of how to use retirement account dollars, but how you can build some significant income in the future, retirement income, using multifamily as a foundation for that, and some fairly significant tax benefits that you may be able to take advantage of. That's coming up in March on the 28th. So please register for that session if you have any interest in learning more about retirement accounts. In April, we move on to what is arguably the most popular topic we talk about, and that is underwriting. Now, we've done underwriting sessions in the past where we've shown some versions of our underwrite. Our underwrite has, over the last couple of years, with some of the new talent that's come into our team, they've really taken it not just to a new level, but magnitudes better. To the point where I, who was deeply involved when we created it originally, now look at it in awe. So I'm very, very proud of what our team has done. You don't have to have a howitzer to go kill a fly. So a very simple underwrite can work for a lot of different reasons. So if you're looking to build your own portfolio, or if you're looking to make passive investments and you simply want to be able to understand better what a sponsor gives you in terms of financial forecasts, this is for you. We're not only going to go through underwriting, we're going to create for you an underwriting tool that we will give in advance to everyone that registers for the session. And that way you'll be able to work along with us, manipulate the various inputs and variables, and see what that tells you about this hypothetical investment that we'll use. If you like that, then what I would encourage you to do is to take that basic underwrite and expand on it, because that's essentially what we did many decades ago now and what's led us to the underwrite that we have today. So that's going to be on April 18th. Again, please register for that session at the Learning Center at marapoling.com. Next up, in May 28th, we're going to take a look at a diversified portfolio and how multifamily real estate can fit into your portfolio. So we're going to look at stocks and bonds and annuities and mortgages and gold and cash. And we're going to look at all of those in terms of their volatility or stability, whichever side of the coin you want to use, and their returns and why they might make sense to be in a portfolio. Now, we're not investment managers. I don't know about every single kind of investment that's out there, but we do have access to data that helps us understand this. Many of you may have participated in the past in some of these diversification sessions, and we used some data that at the time was very timely, but now it's actually about a decade old, maybe even a little over a decade. So we're reinventing that data. We'll be having fresh data for us to all use to take a look at diversification. That's May 28th. Take a look at signing up for that one. In June, we're going to take a look at a strategy that we believe isn't just valuable as part of real estate, in particular multifamily, but we really think this is the strategy for real estate investing, and that is going long. So we're going to take a look at what it means to be long in multifamily real estate. And when we say long, we don't mean buying one asset and simply holding on to it forever. Although that's one way you can go long. We're really talking about how to invest in multifamily real estate. And this could be applied to other real estate if you had that in mind. How to invest in multifamily real estate with a mindset not towards 5 or 10-year returns, but returns that are decades into the future. And the value that that provides you in terms of the decisions you can make, the security and the stability that you can enjoy by being long, and how that ultimately really can increase your returns so that this secure, stable investment can also be a very high return investment over long periods of time. So that's going to be in June, on June 27th. Again, the Learning Center at marapoling.com. Go to the webinars page and you'll see all of these there for you to register for. When we get to July, we want to take a little pause from the educational content and take a look at how we're doing in the industry. What exactly is going on in multifamily as we're now about halfway through 2024? So that's going to be on July 24th, pardon me, July 25th. That is the mid-2024 outlook. We'll take a look at what's happened through the first 6 months of the year. We'll take a look at our cracked crystal ball at what the next 6 months and probably even in a little bit into 25 look like, at least based on the information we're being provided. And we'll do this again when we get around to January, but this will be our mid-year look at 2024. So please take a look at the Learning Center at marapoling.com. July 25th is the date for that session. We'll get back to the educational content in August with transparency and reporting in multifamily real estate. I know each of you have worked very, very hard for the funds that you have in your investment portfolio. For many of you, if not almost every one of you that are out there, there's not time to go back and earn that money again. It's really critical that it be managed well and securely. Well, how do you know if that's happening? That's why you need great reporting, communication that's valuable and that's with the right people, and transparency. So that at whatever level of interaction you want to have in your investment profile, portfolio, you are able to achieve. We're going to take a look at what we think that looks like, the kind of reporting and transparency and communication we offer, and feedback that we've received from clients over several decades in terms of what it is that they like to see from us. And it's not all the same. There's a range, and we'll share that with all of you. Obviously, if you're a passive investor, I think this would be of a lot of value to you. If you're an active investor and manage your own portfolio, I'd encourage you to take a look at this content because even though you're the one doing the work, you should be able to, quote unquote, report to yourself to answer your own questions as I would for you if you were a client of ours. And some of the tools we'll talk about might be helpful for you in managing your own investments. So that's August 27th, transparency and reporting in multifamily real estate investing. In September, we take a look at investing for growth. Cash is fantastic. We all like cash returns. And not every investor or not every dollar from each investor has to generate cash today. There may be a need in the future, 5, 10, 20 years from now, to have cash that flows from this investment. But if I don't need that cash today, how can I invest with growth as my orientation? We're going to take a look at that in September. That'll be on September 12th. And again, you can register at the Learning Center at marapoling.com for that. In October, we'll talk about a topic that is very unique to real estate, and that is depreciation. Now, I say it's unique to real estate. Obviously, lots and lots of investments enjoy depreciation, right? We've talked about this before. If you invested in or owned a landscaping business, you'd have trucks and equipment and so on that you'd be depreciating. The difference is this: those kinds of depreciation expenses are basically real expenses because that equipment is decreasing in value. The investments we're making in multifamily, because while we are buying assets that physically can be depreciated, we're really buying a business, a generation of net operating income. And if we can increase that net operating income, as is our goal, then we grow the value of the asset. So we're able to depreciate and enjoy those expenses for tax purposes, an asset that's actually growing in value. And that's pretty exciting. And this goes back to that being long in real estate. If you're long in multifamily real estate, that tax can be deferred for a very long period of time if managed correctly. And in some instances, potentially even avoided. So that's going to be depreciation. That'll be on October 10th. As we come down the home stretch at the end of the year, in November, November 14th, we're going to take a look at passive versus active investing. Now, those are terms that are tax terms. You can have an active investment that you are a little more passive in terms of how you personally manage it because you hire people to do that. And you can be a pretty active and engaged passive investor. So we're going to talk about all of that, the pros and cons of each, and the strategy that we think makes the most sense, and that is you might want to do a little bit of both. And so that's going to be on November 14th, passive versus active multifamily real estate investing. We will finish up the year in December on December 12th with a topic that is near and dear to all of our hearts, and that's taxes, especially at this time of year. We're all thinking about taxes. So at the end of the year, we'll take a look at really a couple ways to think about taxes. One is, what can we do across the entirety of the year to take advantage of the unique opportunities presented to us as real estate investors in the tax code? And we'll take a look, it's almost the end of the year, what could I do now to get some additional tax advantage before it rolls into 2025? And we'll be taking a look at that with a couple weeks left in the year on December 12th. Again, the way to participate in these, and I strongly encourage you, if any of those topics sounded like they were of any interest to you at all, please go register. You go to marapoling.com, MaraPoling.com. The Learning Center, right? We've got a Learning Center menu there. And inside there, you'll see webinars. And when you go to the webinar page, what you will find is you'll find a list of all of these sessions, the dates for each of the sessions, and a link for you to click to go and register. And when you do that, you'll get a confirmation email. You can click on a link in that confirmation email so you can add it to your calendar. That way you won't forget. And we'll send you some reminders like a week before and a couple of days before the session, and maybe even right before the session, to remind you that it's time. If you are able to attend, that's fantastic. That's always the best way, we think, to utilize the webinars that we offer. And if you're not able to attend, and you may not know that today, as we said, Some of these are in October and November and December. Well, go ahead and register. And if you're ultimately not able to attend, you'll get a copy in advance of all the material we're providing, like for the underwriting session. You'll get a copy of that underwriting tool. And you'll get a copy of the recording of the session, and you'll get that before it's posted on the Multifamily Real Estate channel. Lastly, if you happen to be binging our podcast right now, and when you're listening to this, it's June of 24, and you've already missed a few of these sessions, don't worry about it. Go to the Multifamily Real Estate channel, again, inside the Learning Center, and you'll see copies of these recordings. If when you watch a recording, you have interest in the handouts that we prepared and gave folks, all you have to do is shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, and I'll be happy to get that material for you. Okay, I know that was an awful lot to get through this week. I am very excited about what we've got going on educationally this year, and I really encourage you, please go register for these sessions. If there's a session you'd like to see us do, some content you'd like us to cover that's not in that giant list we just went through, shoot me an email and let me know. We may add another webinar if it's something that we have a fair amount of interest in. We may also add it into the podcast series and do a couple of sessions here, and we'll always just answer your questions directly as well. So even if we don't create some content that we share with others, we'll be happy to work with you directly and answer the questions that you might have. All right, this has been an exciting session for us to share all this with you. I hope you find all of this great content valuable. As I said, if you have questions, shoot me an email. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you next week on our next episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.